also known as StarsCast. I hope everybody's having a great evening. I want to tell everybody we had a nasty storm. It was like a little mini hurricane here. My lagoon is now at my porch. But it's been worse. But it's okay. Didn't lose power. It's all good. We're all good to go. But I want to remind everybody about mysticlivingtoday.com. Go there. Take a peek at all the beautiful work that's there. I take a lot of pride in that because I do it all myself, all the images, and I have so many publishers who will send me stuff, and it's really beautiful. And I think I've mentioned before that it used to be, because I've had this since 1998, I would have to go out and not beg for articles and stuff, but I'd have to ask everybody. Now I don't even have to ask. Natalie, can you take this now? Can you take this now? I mean, it's wonderful, and I know people all over the world. I mean, how beautiful is that? And, of course, my other site, which is Stars with a Z, psychics.com, that is the latest creation, although it's like 7.5 years old, and we've got new things that are being worked on right now, so that's exciting. Tonight, my guest, I'm hoping that you'll call in. She's an author of many books, and she's known as the Book Whisperer. You've heard of the Horse Whisperer. She's the Book Whisperer, and we've already chatted a little bit off air, and you're going to love hearing from her. But if you have any questions, please call in at 347-838-9736, and I will pick it up, and we'll bring you on. Or sometimes you just want to call in and say, well, I don't want to be on the air. I want to ask a question. That's fine, too. It doesn't really matter. So without further ado, I'm going to bring up my guest, who is Anne Marie Sabath, or Sabath, is it, Anne?
It's Sabath. Thank you for asking.
Sabath, I was right. She's an author of, oh my goodness, 9 books. Is that right?
Yes, and the one coming out tomorrow that we're talking about is my 10th. Yes.
You've got another one coming out tomorrow. How apropos we're doing
tomorrow.
This tonight. I love it.
Yes, the stars are lined up.
They sure. Well, you know, we were just talking about that, Anne and I, about the weather and the universe and all of that kind of stuff, and she's in agreement with me that we are really not in control. We just kind of like walk around, and I always tell people about doors that open, go through them, peek through them. I had a conversation with my goddaughter last night about that. Always look at the doors that open for you, peek, and if you want to go through, fine. If it's not for you, fine. Close or slam the door if you want behind you. Doesn't really matter. But anyways, okay, let's start from the beginning with you, and then I want to bring in about your latest book. You say that everybody has a book inside of them, and that is one of your books, correct? Everybody has a book inside of them, How to Bring It Out, correct? Is that one of your books?
That is the one. That's the one coming out tomorrow, yes.
Oh, wow. Boy, I'm ahead of the game. I didn't know that. I'm telling you, these publishers are awesome. They just give me all the latest information. It's amazing. Okay, so how did you get – tell us from the beginning. How did this begin for Anne Marie? I mean, you know, I've been struggling. I have a fairy tale. And but we'll go into that after. But it's not like what you offer. So how did you start your first book? I mean, did you just sit down and say, I'm going to write a book? Or what did you do?
What I did was, first of all, anytime you want something, you have to know you want it. And so I own a 30-year-old business, and it's helping people be appropriate. And I had worked with many, many thousands of individuals, and I said to myself, I really need a book to be able to help people who I may not see, who can actually pick it up. And so this was a long time ago. This was in 1992. And so I willed it my way. And one thing led to another, and I ended up getting some press in a paper, USA Today, as a matter of fact. And about 3 months later, I received a phone call, and the person said, would you like to write a book? And I asked him, I said, well, who are you, the Hustler? I don't know, you from Adam. And he said, no, we're a reputable publishing company outside of Boston. And I said, could you send me your catalog? I'd be honored. Well, that's what happened. I did not even know I could write. I had no clue I could talk. And my premise is, if you talk, you could write. However, I did not know that. And so then the next thing happened, the same type of topic. And then I decided 1 year, I wrote as my New Year's resolution. Nobody knew it, but my goal was to write 3 books in 1 year. And I thought, I know you're crazy. I was crazy. And so I ended up subconsciously pitching an international book series. And they bought it. And so this went on and on and on. And so now I got to my eighth book, and I said to myself, I have 2 children, 8 books. I am so finished. And 10 years went by, and about 2.5 years ago, it came out. It was like, you know, osmosis. I said, I have to write one more book, because I had the aha moment. I watched somebody who said something very powerful about how he wanted to become a self-made millionaire. And he was a young man, 28. He lived with 5 other kids. He drove his grandpa's car versus a chick magnet car. He volunteered at dog shelters.
Chick magnet, I love it.
Yes, rather than going to bars, he would volunteer. He volunteers. And I realized that I need to teach people how to create their personal success, not just help companies increase their bottom line. So I pitched this book, and it is called What Self-Made Millionaires Do That Most People Don't. So here I am now, last year, last May of 2018 through December, I worked like a fool. I did 55 book signings, books on myself, went all over the country, as far west as Seattle, as far east as Boston, and I met hundreds of people. And people would say, I was embarrassed. They said, well, tell me about this book. I said, well, it's my 9th book. And they said, 9th? And I said, don't be impressed. If you talk, you can write. Everybody has a book inside of them. And they said, really? And so I told them some ways how to do it. And then I came home from my book signing, and I said, I have to write this book. Everybody has a book inside of them.
I have to tell them how to do it.
So that's how it happened. And so I took 8 weeks. I mean, I was the most antisocial person in the world. And I did it. So here we are. Happy birthday tomorrow.
You're amazing.
Or everybody has a book. Now, you know what? I had a focus. I love helping people. And I had to get this out so people could pull out their book.
Well, you know, Ann and I, to my listeners, were talking about my thing that I've had this in my head. And I started to write it, but I don't think I have. Well, I mean, if I could tell the story. And just tell the story. Somebody told me once, and she's an author, she said, you need to record it. Because she said, first of all, you talk so fast that it would be better because you're going to miss everything. And then I think to myself, no, maybe an audio book. No, not that. But anyways, okay, so you just did this last one, and it's coming out tomorrow. I can't believe that I got you so quick. This is amazing. On my show, and I'm very happy with it. I really, really am. Okay,
thank you.
So if somebody approached you and said, okay, Anne-Marie, you know, I've got this idea in my head, I've written some notes, and what is the proper way to begin if you think you have a book in you? Just a story, let's put it this way, a story to tell.
Okay, here's
like,
what you
I
do.
Like, I can talk. So that means
you
I can
talk.
Write. You just said it.
Absolutely. If you talk, you can write. What I tell my budding authors is I say to them, number one, take 30 days to think. Do not let your fingers touch the keyboard. Do not start writing your book. 30 days. You can jot notes down, as you said. You only tell 2 people who are what I will call your sounding boards. You tell no one else. And during those 30 days, it's like looking at a piece of chocolate cake that you want. You're allowed to look at it. You're not allowed to eat it. And by the time the 30 days is over, assuming it's packaged well, you will be salivating. It's the same thing for writing a book. You think about it. You jot notes. If you're an outline person, we call that a plotter, then you create an outline. If I'm not a plotter, I'm a pantser. So I create ideas, and then I put them all together at the end. I write free flow. So you only take time to think. By that 31st day, what you do is you have to schedule a specific time. It can be 4 in the morning. It can be 10 in the evening. It has to be a minimum of an hour a day. And every day you must commit to that. When you commit to 1 hour a day after those 30 days to think, beginning that 31st day, every day what's happening is you are connecting with your inner writing voice. What you're doing is you're looking in your iPad. You're looking on that legal pad, whatever you do, and you are looking in the screen, bless you, of your reader. That is your reader's face. You are talking with that reader every day for an hour, and you're asking yourself, what questions would that reader want to know? Why am I writing it? What is that person going to learn from it?
Oh, I get it. I get it. I get it all of a sudden.
Yes.
Yes, it makes perfect sense because what I Yeah, I would keep going, and I'll tell you what I do, which is totally wrong.
I want you. Well, see, let me tell you, it took me a long time. I hated writing my first several books, and I figured this out, and is it ever fun? So every day you write for 1 hour, 7 days a week, you're talking, you have a meeting with your inner writing voice, and you say, and at an hour or so, you stop. And because you say, you know, I'd love to connect, stay connected, but I know you're busy, so let's schedule time for tomorrow afternoon or tomorrow evening. You schedule the time, you decide what you're going to be talking about, meaning what you're going to be writing with your inner writing voice, and then you go back to it. And you have to stop before you really want to stop, because it's like seeing a friend say, oh, we have so much to talk about, I can't wait to see you again. This is the inner writing voice. When you do that 1 hour a day, 7 days a week for 32 weeks, even if you key slowly, you will have a minimum of 200 words a day and a 180-page book, 45,000 words.
Wow. And probably when you do something like that, you don't even realize, I mean, and you don't even think of it like all those numbers, I'll have this, this, and this, because once, it sounds like once you get started, you just it just goes, right?
I tell you, you cannot believe it. Your fingers won't stop. Those 30 days where you want it,
it's almost
reverse
like automatic writing.
You can't wait. Exactly. That's what it feels like. I'm telling you, and I will tell you, this has never happened to me. The last page that I wrote, which is going to be the epilogue, I got up, I was marching to where I was going to be writing. What happened was I actually had a tear, and I'm way too old to have PMS. I had a tear running down my cheek, and I thought, what in the heck is that? I knew it was my last day with my inner writing voice for this book.
And you were sad.
I was sad.
It was
the
end. It was sad and it was the end. Yeah.
It was the end of that journey together. So I committed to my writing voice that this autumn I would begin another book with that would come out next year. My point is you're bonded with that inner writing voice and the two of you are connected. And this is how it works. So there's many ways to it that we talk about, and everybody has a book inside of them. However, I'm telling you, it works like a charm.
Wow. Okay. So so it takes at least 32 weeks to write. That's a minimum to write a book, correct?
Well, what happens is it depends. If you want to write 10 hours a day, however, that's not practical. Most of us have a life. So a minimum of 1 hour a day.
Yeah, I think that's reasonable because life, you have a life. There are things you want to do. And if you drag it on and say like, oh, well, I'll do 5 hours, 5 hours, you're not going to be happy doing all those hours at one time. You're better off to keep it short and sweet, and then you can look forward to the next day and time that you can sit and you can and type and work with your writer.
Exactly.
What is it called? Your writer what?
Your inner writing voice, because remember, you have that ongoing
the inner writer
relationship.
Voice, yes.
If you do it every 4 days, you're going to have to establish rapport with that inner writing voice again. You have the beat going. You have the momentum with that inner writing voice already. That's why every day you have to, I'm telling you, I can't wait. You know, I wrote early this morning and this evening or around 3 a.m. I get up. Early, I'll write for an hour or an hour and a half, and then I'll go back to bed, and we have our private time together.
That's right, and you're not disturbed at all.
Not at all, just the two of us.
That's automatic writing to me, and I'm sure the listeners are going to say that. And I want to remind people, if you want to call in, if you have any questions for this fabulous author who's got this information, I'm in awe right here. The number to call in is 347-838-9736. Okay, so you do this. I want to ask you this. What about when do you name the book?
That's a great one. During those first day, the 30 days where it's taking time to think, what you do is you figure out a name for the book. And here are some of the exercises that people will see in the book. Number one, during those 30 days, I know all about Amazon. I buy all the time. I know about BarnesandNoble.com. You do schedule time to go to a bookstore. You walk into the bookstore and ask yourself where you would naturally go. That will tell you what your genre is inside of you. Now, some people have five different types of books they want to write, five different types.
Oh, I was just in a bookstore last week. I know.
Yes. Well, you know. So let's say you
and you see also when I go in a bookstore, and I had my son laughing. I said, "Don't you feel really smart when you walk in a bookstore?" And he said, "What made you say that?" I said, "I don't know. I just feel like I'm absorbing all of the books that are in here." It was Barnes and Noble, you know. And so, and
yeah.
Where did I go? Let me think. Where did I take myself? Well, I'm always very motivated to the spiritual, and that's what my book, my story is about. It's I always end my show. Anne Marie with Believe in Things You Cannot See because they really are there. And this story it's a fairy tale of sorts. It is, it really is, because people read it and say, oh, that can't happen. But I'm hoping by the time I do it, it will have happened. And then I can show, tell everybody at the end, believe in things you cannot see. They really are there.
There you go. Well, I have one that I want to help you make real so that you can, you will believe that you can, you will believe and it will happen. What I want you to do is during those 30 days, I want you to go into a bookstore again, and I want you to go to the spiritual section as you did with your son. And since your last name begins with S, I want you to take the books in the spiritual section that have that end in R, and I want you to move them slightly to the left. I want you to take the books in the spiritual section with T, and I want you to move them slightly to the right. I want you to have a little space, and then I want you to put your hand, your right hand, over the palm, over that space, and close your eyes and visualize.
I get it. So we've got the letter before, a space in between, and the letter after, because it starts with my name, and that place is for my book that I
that
will be.
That is your book. Your book.
That's my space, my book. Don't take it.
That is your space,
right.
Your book. There's an author in the book who you will meet, and everybody has a book inside of them. She has written, you won't believe this, 76 books. She said it took her 20 years because life got in the way of moving, family, spouse, blah, blah, blah. And it finally, what she did before she wrote that book that took her 20 years to write, she did exactly that. And guess what? The day she saw her sci-fi, her fantasy book, in that section, she says, it was the most awesome day in my life. I believed it and I saw it. So it too will happen to you, Natalie.
Well, you know, and I have incorporated, I mean, I've always wanted to go to Africa, so it kind of takes this couple, and I'm not going to give too much about it. They go to Africa, and some very unusual things happen there. Because the lady is very gifted, only she doesn't really know how much. I mean, because she's not ever been exposed to. You see what I'm saying? I mean, I really know what I want to say.
Yeah.
And now another question. I have lots of questions, but this is going to help people that are listening. What about how do you choose a name for your book?
It's not the answer. It's the question. So what you do is the question is, what is the name of my book? And so the key is, it's not the answer, it's a question. It will come to you. And so what I recommend is, if I were writing another book, what normally is on the tip of your tongue that comes out. And so it might be, example, we don't want to know a whole lot about your book yet. However, from what you've told us, it might be my fairy tale trip to Africa, or it's whatever it is, and then it's nice to have a subtitle. You will know, however, you have to have that within 30 days, because every time you write, you ask yourself, does this pertain to that title? That's what it is. And you're writing to your readers you're writing for your readers who want. You have to identify who your readers are, and you want to identify.
How do you know who they are?
Well, again, when I wrote, example, everybody has a book inside of them, I knew these were budding readers. So I chose two people who were budding authors. I chose these two people and I said, I'd like to send you a section every time I write one. And within 48 hours, if you'd be nice enough to send it back by email and critique it. Don't tell me nice things. Tell me what you would like to see differently. And they did. And of course, they're in my acknowledgments. Now, when I wrote, and of course I quoted 15 people who have gotten credit. When I wrote What Self-Made Millionaires Do That Most People Don't, I wrote it for people who wanted to create their own success. And I wanted to make sure that the habits, the 52 habits that I was, or secrets I was writing about, they would want to know about. So you have to identify, who are you writing this book for? Who is your reader? And then you are talking with them.
Oh, I know already. Yep.
That's it. So
I know.
Who is your reader?
The younger people, the people, you know, of course, like, and, well, it could be older people reading it also, because it's very enlightening. It makes you, it's a feel-good kind of thing. It makes you believe in things you cannot see, because the story is totally, you'll sit there and you'll say, oh, no, this can't happen. This did not happen. But I believe inside me that this is going to happen. I mean, it's all part of it. And so it would be anybody. Like, you know, my granddaughter, she's 14. She'll be 15 this month. She read a little bit of what I wrote last year. She took it. She had her, you know, she was in ninth grade, and she had to write a story. And she said to me, can I bring part of this? I have to show it to the teacher first. And
wow.
I said, well, that's okay, you know, because, I was sharing it with her. Well, she changed it a little tiny bit, but she gave it to the teacher. And the teacher called her up and said, you know, did you write this? And she said, well, no, my Graham did. She calls me Graham. No, my Graham did. Oh, my God. She said, this is beautiful.
And you know,
and so it would be, could be starting at that age where people are kind of, you know, they're young and you know, you think, I feel it's like a fairy tale, because it's really, like I said, this can't happen. This is just a story. It's a made up kind of thing, but that's not how I feel about it, writing it. It's real. And so,
it's real.
But it will show, it'll teach people, and not teach them, but show them that they can believe in things that they must believe. That's the only way that they're going to achieve. You have to believe.
There you go.
Without a doubt. Even I have days where I don't believe, and then I'll say to God, well, that was a fine, how do you do? You know, I mean, I'll do things like that. I should write to God. But I do that, and I just, you know, I just know this, it will be inspirational.
Absolutely.
It will allow
so
everybody to think. Yeah.
Well, see,
it's
this is it. And
that's
so
it.
The title of
You're
your book.
You're bringing this book out of me, Anne Marie.
Thank you. Well, I'm honored. This is what it's about. And so, number one, you know it's going to be an inspiration, an inspirational, motivational, spiritual section, that area, number one. Number two, you could easily be writing this book, and it could be called something like How to Believe in What You Cannot See, and the subtitle is 52 Ways to Do It.
Yeah, gotcha.
You have something, because you want something at the end of each section to bring, take the reader and have him or her say, you know, something. When was the last time you believed something that you did see?
Right.
And then you,
and you know, too, and I would put in there, too, Emery, that no matter how it looks, no matter how you feel at a moment in time that this is impossible, nobody's going to believe me. If I tell them, they're just not going to believe it. But that's when you have to make the decision, I do believe. It's real.
There you go.
And it's just kind of like it's inspirational. It's a show to show you. I mean, I could have you crying in the book. I mean, I could really, but I don't, that's not what I want to do. I want to have people read this and say, wow, Natalie did this.
Well,
this is what Natalie really did. She did this.
Absolutely.
I can do it. You can do anything.
And of course.
You really can.
And you can do anything.
I don't have days like this all the time. And I have a listener, she knows, that it's always, I'm not always on top of it all. But there is at some point after I meditate, Anne Marie, that I get up and I'm fine. It's like, you know, God gets a hold of me and shakes me and says, that's enough, knock it off. You had your 10, 15 minutes of not, you know, being oh so happy, and not everybody's happy all day long. But, you know, and I have so much to be grateful for and all of that. But there's still a part of us that is always questioning. And so this would affect quite a few, a big age group, actually. Even older people have gone through life being skeptics about everything. And they would read this and say, this really happened. Oh, my gosh.
This really happened. They see it happening. Well, one of the things that I would recommend as you bring out the book and you take these 30 days, is to go to brainyquote.com, B-R-A-I-N-Y, brainyquote.com, and I keyed this in. And what I would do is I would start a section, each section with a quote, so an example. And, of course, you give people credit. So Dontrell Willis says, the sun shines on everybody. You've got to keep believing. And then you talk about that particular tale, that particular moment of inspiration. Or God does nothing except response in response to believing prayer. So the point is, every time, start with a one, because sometimes that strikes the nerve of a reader, and that motivates you for that particular topic. You will know. This is what it's about. You have something. Remember, motivation, believing in what you want, is something that people have needed for centuries, and yet so few people take the power they have. So the key is, this is a real wow. When are you going to take your 30 days to think? You're going to be sorry you asked me yet, because I'm going to hold you accountable. When are you going to take these, begin these first 30 days to think, so that the 31st day you can start?
And what's the name of the place I should go to?
You go right to your brain. What you know? Oh, the,
oh,
the
brain. Oh,
brainyquote.
Gotcha.
So my, yes, right. So that's a place where you can get quotes, and of course you quote people, and you can begin each section of your book with believing is seeing, a believing is seeing quote, and then you have a quote, and then you can put that in the, at the beginning of each section with appropriate source. However, when are you going to begin your first 30 days before you officially start writing? You have to commit.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I'm learning more about how to go about this, which I never really had the direction. And you see so many authors that are bestsellers, and they write all these stories that are, you know, like a, not a Criminal Minds kind of thing, but they do a lot of that, Cloak and Dagger and all that. This is not what I have in my head at all. It will make you feel good. And that's,
well,
I'm a caregiver. That's what I do. And
I
do everything from my heart and my soul. And so that's what the
this
book
is
was
your introduction,
about.
Natalie, this, what you're telling us right now is your introduction. So you need to start out, and you need to think about these first 30 days in your brain. Don't key. You know, why am I writing this book? So just like you're telling us right now, what motivated me to write this book? How long have you been thinking about it? Who is it going to help? How did I get involved with this? A, B, C, D, E. And so this is what you want. And I'm telling you, the key is the best, you know what Shakespeare said, the best way to start writing is to start writing.
Now, is it true you have to start? I mean, some people will say, and I've interviewed them, oh, I started in the middle of the book. I didn't even know how the thing was going to start. Is that true, or should you start at the very beginning? I think you should start at the beginning.
Well, the key is, it depends on the story. So, example, what I did.
Oh, this one has to start at the beginning to get to
yours
the end.
Yours has to start at the beginning. Yes. Yours has to start at the beginning, because you have, it's sequential. I mean, what I do, I would ask myself what I wanted to write about the day before I would write, so that I would be going into incubation. I would be thinking, and then the next day I would start writing about that particular area topic for an hour. So the key is, you have to know the direction. If you're going on a trip, you have to know the direction you're going. It doesn't mean you can't stop, you know, make a 30-minute stop. However, you have to know the direction, and you have to know what you're going to be writing about the night before, so that subconsciously you are thinking about it. That's the first step. You don't simply sit down and start writing. In your mind, you have an idea of what you're going to be writing about 24 hours ahead, and that really gives you a roadmap. You and your inner writing voice have to know what the topic. It's like when you go to a meeting, you should have an agenda. So if somebody invites you to a meeting, the first question should be, what may I do to prepare for the meeting? It's the same thing that you're asking your inner writing voice. What are we going to be writing about today or tomorrow?
Yeah, you know, it's I've had this. It has a beautiful ending. It really does. And even the beginning, it will take you on a journey with this couple. and the things that will occur. But you have to remember, the woman is very gifted. Only most people that are around her do not even know. And some of the things she doesn't even know, because she has to be in that situation, then all of a sudden, you know, it takes place. It's just, yeah, I can see it. I can see the story. Yeah.
So it sounds like you are just about ready to take those 30 days.
Yeah, I
the
needed
31st
that
day, you're going
from
to jump
you.
In the water.
I needed you, Anne Marie.
Well, we're all here for this. We're all here to help each other. That gives me. You've given me a great gift, because what I, as I told you at the beginning, I love helping people. And my goal is to, I want people to know it's not magic. Your book may have magic. What it is it's leading you. It's like teaching people how to ride a bike. Get on there and balance. So those 30 days are to balance your mind, to ask yourself where you want to go in this book, to go to a bookstore, to choose books that are in the same genre, and to ask yourself, what do I like about that? Do I like first-person singular? Do I like third-person singular? Do I like short sections? Do I like long sections? How is my book going to be? So get a feel, because you want to be the reader. You want to be able to identify with it so that you pick it up and say, wow, I really learned a lot. And you want your readers to be able to do the same. So not only your perspective, however, your sounding board advisors. And yet you make the decision at the end. This is becomes a child of yours. Believe me.
It sure does. It sounds like it too. And I mean, mine doesn't have to be very big, not a very big book. It's kind of like, it's not a children's story. Although children could read it. I mean, if they could read at that point when they can read in their life, you know, read and understand. And you know, my granddaughter, last summer I went over there and I read two books for her. And I said, well, why can't you read these books? She said, because I like to hear your voice. I said, what do you mean? She said, well, when you read, if it's dialogue, you go kind of like if the person is talking. She says, she looked at me, she says, I'm mesmerized when you read. So
what a compliment.
Yes. And she was 14. And she, and I said, you're kidding. She said, no. I mean, she says, I sit here and I get so relaxed listening to the story. Well, it was one of the books that she had to read, and she didn't really want to do it. And so she said, you think you could read this to me? Oh, yeah. Do you ever say no to your grandchildren? No, not her. I have only one, and that's no.
Know.
Never, never, never. And
that's
so
terrific.
I was over there a whole day. I read this whole book. It was in the summer, of course. And it was not an easy book to read. And we were done, and she said, I would never have understood that book reading it myself. And I said, oh, come on. You would. No, she said, would not have. It was you. It was you.
That's a compliment. That is such a compliment.
Very much
for
so.
Sure.
Very
and
much
so.
But the one that was a real compliment, she took it to her teacher.
That's
she
beautiful.
Took it to her
now
teacher.
That is beautiful. Now, here is something you said, and I want you to know, and I want your listeners to know. As far as the length of a book, Amazon much prefers, there are different stories. If you're writing a children's book, meaning for toddlers, then of course it's not going to be 100 pages. However, for the group you're looking at, you want a minimum of 100 pages. Amazon does not, if you look at their restrictions, they believe that they want customers to get the greatest bang for the buck. And so the key is there's no magic. In fact, some of my author friends have written books that are 300 pages, and they've decided to write shorter books that may be two books instead of 300, maybe 150, 180 pages, 200 pages. So the idea is ask, and that's why you want to go to a bookstore and ask, what's the average length of a book for this particular genre? And again, it's really very serious and it's fun. So I think the energy that you have, you're ready. You know you'll be ready within the next 2 months, 3 months, to put your nose to the grindstone, take those 30 days, 31st day you start, and you tell only two people, no one else, so that you walk the talk, you don't talk the walk. You have it.
Right. Yeah, well, you know, my granddaughter, she, the teacher read part of it, but she did switch it up a bit. She said, because I just didn't want to be taking all your work. And I said, then I said, well, it's okay. It's an honor. You want to use my story. And she was fascinated with it. And one of the things she said to me, Anne Marie, she said, could this really happen? I said, absolutely. Why do you think I'm telling you? Why do you think I wrote the beginning of it? Because, yes, it can. Why can't it?
And you can put that in the book as you're ending it. Or you could put that at the beginning of your intro. You know, when I read my granddaughter this, she asked, can this happen? And you said, of course. And so I'm reaching out to you, whether you're a mother, a grandmother, a grandfather, a son, this, what I'm going to be sharing with you, can also happen to you. And so it's a great way to involve this. And so you have it. That is absolutely the case. Yes.
Now, this book that's coming out tomorrow, does it have all of these little keys as to what you should do, like the 30 days and the 32 weeks and all that?
Absolutely.
Is it in there?
Yes. Okay. Absolutely. In fact, it's divided into several sections, very simple, and the sections go from get ready, because you have to get ready, get set, write, answers to questions you may have never thought to ask, in retrospect, meaning what seasoned authors would tell their younger writing selves. And then, again, first advice for budding authors who have written between one book and 76 books, as I mentioned before. And I have to tell you, I learned so much from this, and that's the fun part. You want to associate with people you want to be like. That's why when you are writing a book, you know, it's fine to join writers' groups. However, let's get involved in an author's group. And don't talk it, walk it. Get your writer, your inner writing self, and focus on the two of you every single day. Now, I'll give you one more thing. It's very important to be ready to go. And so during those 30 days, you create a grab-and-go bag. Now, a grab-and-go bag is something you have. I don't care what it is. And you have a bottle of water in it. I usually have a little bit of chocolate, 92%, so that I keep my little energy high. I will have an extra plug or two. I'll have my Mophie, you know, for my cordless in case I'm going somewhere that doesn't have a plug. I key on iPads. Of course, most people key on laptops. And so I key on iPads. So I put my iPads in. If I know I'm going to be somewhere over lunch, then I'll make sure I pack a sandwich. And it can be going down the hall to my office, or it can be going to our third floor. I call it the attic, and so I don't really want to return while I'm writing if I choose, or I'm going to stop. Or I went to Whole Foods lower level the other day, and I wrote for an hour. And so it's good to change things up and put on clothes that you would wear if you were talking with your reader. Now, sometimes I had my Velveteen Rabbit clothes on, I can tell you. Nobody would want to see me. Other times I got dressed up, I put makeup on, and I was ready to connect with my reader. So you have to make it real and be enthused so that your enthusiasm seeps through your words.
Right. Exactly.
Now, I'll ask you another question. When you are eating at home, Natalie, do you have a table, like a kitchen or dining room table, where you eat?
No, I eat. What I do is I have my cat on the left of me always. He's a big Maine Coon, and I eat right on the couch with him.
Okay, you eat
and
on the couch.
And he sits beside
me. Let me ask you this question. When you are working, let's say you're writing bills, you're using your whatever the case, do you sit someplace else?
I'm at my computer. I have three monitors in front of me.
Okay. So here's the monitors.
I have a laptop, but I don't really like it. I don't like using laptops.
That's fine. Well, there may be
like an iPad. I don't know.
You might. Well, I love my iPad. I actually have three of them. I have one that I use all the time. I have one. That's what I recommend, that you, if you have a laptop, computer, iPad, whatever, you have a second one where you're doing research while you're in the middle of keying. Now, the reason I'm asking you that is you do, during those 30 days, figure out where you usually sit to work. And the reason is everybody sits in a different direction. It took me about 5 years to figure this out. I personally always sit, I think it's southeast. I always sit south, and I never knew that. And it took me so long to figure it out, so no matter where I am.
Let me think. Where do I sit?
Think about it.
I mean, the direction.
The direction. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, let's see here. I have to see what's over there and what's over there. I have to think about it because.
Okay, think about it.
I never thought about it.
This is a big thing, and I will tell you, that's one reason people feel like they can't write. You need the energy flow to come naturally versus to feel like it's blocked. And this is why people often sit in one direction to eat, and then when they migrate to another direction to work, whether it's bills,
now,
writing.
See, now that I'm thinking, when I'm eating dinner, I'm facing one way. When I'm at my computer,
okay.
I'm facing the other way.
Do you see what I mean? There
yes.
you go. And so ask yourself
yes.
that and ask yourself.
And it's almost like I'm getting this idea that maybe I should have an iPad and sit in the direction that I have my dinner. Mostly I eat dinner. I pick all day. I'm not very big, and I just now sometimes I really don't eat much of a meal. But that's where I feel the most comfortable, and I have his name is Muji. He's my little man, and
sure,
I always
absolutely.
Tell him. You're faithful. You don't go out and cheat on me. You're always here when I need you, and you always show me love. What more could I ask for, right?
That much.
But that's where I feel
exactly.
really good is sitting there. That's the truth.
Okay, good. So feel that, you know, start with, during those 30 days, just position yourself and ask yourself, could I write in this direction? And you know what? You'll do it when you go to a restaurant. Or you go to a coffee shop, you select a chair, and you don't realize why you're selecting it. It's probably because of the direction that it's facing. So monitor that for the next 30 days, and I'm telling you, this way you can get right down to business. That's the name of it. And when I was writing this section, I was writing it, and I would happen to be sitting in our living room, dining room, and I was telling the story. You'll see it in the book, and all of a sudden, I took my iPhone out and I used the compass and I thought, I wonder which direction I'm sitting. I tell you, the hair on my arm stood up straight because it was exactly the same direction that I was talking about. I had been sitting in for years. I didn't know that.
And you see, the direction when I'm at my computer is to do work. It's business. It's, I'll do some. You know, if I want to know something, I'll go looking on Google and stuff like that. But, I mean, mostly, I mean, all three of them, one of them's got analytics, the second one's got my server email, and the other one on the left has got Blog Talk Radio sitting on it. So it's basically all business. So maybe I really need to be, you think, Anne, in a place, I should just say Anne-Marie because that's your whole name, in a
that's
place
right.
where it's not so business-oriented.
Well, what
because
mean,
when I talk to God, I'm in my living room on my couch, right there.
Okay. Well, you will
when
know,
I meditate, I'm
not,
right in that living room facing the other way. That's where I am.
Sure. Well, it's not the answer. It's the question. That's why these next 30 days or the 30 days before you officially start is how you will figure it out. This is why you have to have it mapped out. Think about it because during those days, those 32 weeks, you don't have time to fool around thinking about this. You've already mapped it out. It's like you're going on a trip. You know where you're going. You know what you want to see.
Yeah, I sit
you're
here. I have this, and I start to work.
There you go. And so it sounds like that might be, and you will know it for sure.
For my hour at a particular time, whatever time it is.
Whatever time it is.
How do you
determine
what's a good time?
It's when your energy is the highest. You know, I love getting up real early, and so with my last book, my ninth book, What Self-Made Millionaires Do That Most People Don't, I conditioned myself to get up at 2:30 in the morning. I didn't even have to hear the alarm. I get up, I put a pound of coffee on. It doesn't bother me if I go back to sleep and I've had coffee. And I wrote for an hour and a half, and then I scheduled the next meeting with myself, and I go back to bed for another few hours, and that was it. For this book, I wrote, everybody has a book inside of them, my energy level was during the day. And I'm a morning person. Now, there are times I may frame things for the next day. It's a matter of you have to figure it out. It's your energy, and it's when you feel the pulse. I can only tell you, however, you do it consistently. daily. That's it.
Well, I would have to really think. I would really have to think about when later in the day for me, I think. Now, in the morning, though, because I'm on the computer late and I'm always fielding questions from clients and stuff like that, I'm up late. So I have my coffee in the morning with my cat, and I'm sitting there, and him and I don't turn on anything. I sit there. I don't turn TV on, nothing. It's just him and I, and we sit there, and I kind of do some thinking and probably some meditating, and I don't even know it. I do that really easily, and that's what I do, and I do it probably sometimes till 10, 11 o'clock. And then I get up.
And there you go.
And I always do the blog every day. So I start the blog about that time or so. I check mail and see anything happened major. Nope, okay, it's okay, good. And then I'll open up my editor for my blog, and I'll do that and maybe chat a little bit with one of the gals that does work for me. And sometimes I don't. And that's exactly what I do. So probably I'm thinking the afternoon, and I'll figure it out. I'll see what's like maybe tomorrow for myself.
There
yes.
you go. And remember, it's not the answer, it's a question. So when will you begin your first 30 days for thinking? Tomorrow?
Right. I don't know.
Okay, so you'll know when. However, you know, back into it. You say, I'm going to begin November 1st, and you say October 1st or November 2nd, October 1st, I will start my thinking. The key is better to wait longer and then make your commitment. That's a good thing. Now, another thing that many, many people ask about is I mentioned dirty writing doubt. It's normal to have a dirty writing doubt. And so when you do, number one, get over it. Number two, have those sounding board advisors. They will tell you. There were times where I was writing this book. Everybody has a book inside of them. I was maybe 3/4 of the way through, and I thought, oh, my gosh, why am I doing this? And then I emailed one of my sounding board advisors, and she said, are you kidding? I have learned so much. And I said, you have? Sometimes you're so close to something, you don't realize it. So it's really
right.
important
yeah, that's exactly
to have a support
it.
System. Yes. And yep. the key is, you know already, your granddaughter told you, her teacher told you, you believe
yep.
it with your heart and soul. And you have to be your greatest advocate, because the key is you're helping other people, and this is inspiring them to bring out the fairy tale in them, to bring out the book.
Yeah. Yeah, I even have a gal that's over in Luxembourg, and her and I were talking, and we Skyped, and she's been on the radio on the air with me, and she told me before, because we just met just to talk, and she said, I'll get your book published if you're worried about that.
I have
a lot of people, and
that's great.
Think about that. I mean, that's, When you think about the world that I'm in with my magazine, I know hundreds, but I'm close to the hundreds. It's not like I couldn't write to a publicist and say, hey, I need a little direction. I have a lady in Los Angeles who's a producer, and her and I have talked on the phone, and she says, anything you want to get done, looked at, whatever, I'll help you, whatever. So
and
I have a lot of connections. You
that's
know, I have
very,
a lot of connections.
Good.
Yeah.
And that's
it
important.
Is.
Now,
it really is.
Absolutely. I want to give your listeners a reality check, and I also want them to know that anything is possible. I don't talk about how to publish and market. However, I do have a section and talk about why I don't talk about it in this section, or in this particular book, and I'll tell you why. If you were conceiving a child, you would not be thinking about where the child's going to school. So I say, enjoy the conception process.
Right.
And then,
because you'll finish it, and the publisher will come along. The publisher will come along.
Exactly. Number one.
It's just like,
will come along. Exactly.
At the time you need it, it will be there.
It will
and that's
be
true.
There. And you're right. And in the book that's coming out in 2020, it's called How to Get Your Book Published and Sell It as Though Your Life Depends on It. The key I want your listeners to know about, and for certainly Natalie, is you can pitch publishers. However, today more than ever, you can self-publish. And the secret to this is you have plenty of wonderful sources from Amazon, iUniverse. There are many, 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 many ways to do that versus 10 years ago. However, the one thing I want your listeners to know, and I don't want to stress anybody out because I want people to be able to write their books, is carrying a child is one thing. Anybody who's ever had a child, has a child knows once you birth that child, you have to give it 110% attention. And so once your book is released, well, actually the 3 months before, it's like getting a child's room ready, you have to work on that book. And here's the secret. I mean, my book, What Self-Made Millionaires Do, came out May 21st of 2018. When I tell you I have not stopped marketing it, every single day I give 10 business cards out with the front, the picture of the front of the book on it, which I highly recommend for everyone, 10 of them. And I'm not bragging because I'm going to tell you, it's amazing what hard work does. Finally, on April 18th of 2019, it became number one on Kindle. I'm not bragging. I'm simply saying it's amazing what happens. And a book finally has its own legs once it sells a minimum of 10,000 copies. Until then, you better make sure you have to hustle every day. I went to pick up something for lunch. As soon as I got my credit card back, I had in my hand ready to go. I take care of you. I support you by buying here. I'm going to ask you to invest in a copy of my book. Everybody has a book inside.
So you would hand them the business card with the cover of the book on it.
10 times a day. In fact, I will tell you without divulging who it is right now, in February I did that. I had given 1,500 cards out over a period of several months, and I gave it to this young man. I didn't know who he was. And three weeks later, he emailed me. We were all two floors. I was in a hotel on a book signing, and so said, what are you doing here? And he said, I'm visiting college roommates. I said, what about you? He said, what about you? I said, I'm on a book tour. And he said, really? And so, of course, I have my book and book business card in my hand. 3 weeks later, I get an email from him. To make a long story short, he's a former NFL football player, and I am bringing out the book in him.
How wonderful.
So my point
is, see, that's what I'm saying. These doors will open that you haven't even thought about. You didn't even know they existed.
Exactly. And this
it's true, you know. It's really true. Now, but I have to do it for myself now. I'm so good at for everybody else, see.
Well, you will do it because you're going to schedule time and you'll know when the 30 days will begin. And the secret is you know when to do it. You know when you're going to give yourself that time. It's so much fun. So my recommendation is walk it, don't talk it, because you have such energy. I could see how special this book is going to be just by the vibrations that come through your voice.
I live it every day in my heart, in my soul, and in my head. I mean, I could sit in front of, and I've seen myself sitting in front of kids, not really young, but because I could tell the story. It would be a story, a little story that I would put together, not necessarily exactly like the book, and their eyes would open really wide, and I've seen it, and I'm talking to them, and they come up to me and say, this is real, isn't it? Well, and I'll say, yes, it is, and they'll say, well, who's the man? Of course, by then, I am with that man, and I can say, well, you want to know? Yes, yes, who is it, who is it? And I call him over, and I'll say, it's him.
There you go.
And these little kids, that their eyes are just so big, and I'm telling them the story, and I'm incorporating the animals that she meets and all the things that happen to her that, gosh, you can't imagine. And it's these little kids that they're so inspirational. But I inspired my granddaughter, who was 14 at the time. And she read this, and she said, I can't believe this. I'm so excited. She said,
that
do you think you can get it published? I said, well, it's not even, I mean, it's like just some, I wrote some of it, I typed it out, you know, some of it.
Right.
And but I, in my head, Anne-Marie, I can do that every day. It's not my imagination. And I'm actually going through all the steps. And that's probably how
steps.
I should
Terrific.
Do it.
Terrific.
Yeah.
So you are on your way because it's already in your mind and it will soon be on paper once you are ready to begin. And it's important
to wait. They always say that if you have an idea, to put it down on paper, because then it's yours.
Then it's
they
a reality.
They said that Edison,
exactly.
Edison missed a lot of his inventions because he didn't write them down. He had them all in his head.
There you
and
go.
Because of what he did.
Exactly.
Have you heard that before?
I have read it before, and I'm glad you said that because I want to make sure that you know, your listeners know, you want pads of paper in every room. You get an idea.
Yeah.
I get my best ideas in the shower. As soon as I get out, I jot that idea so that it can stay with me when I'm ready to begin.
Yeah, it's true.
So you're so
it's true.
Right.
That, yeah. I read that many, many years ago. He lost out on a lot of things because it was floating out in the universe. And somebody grabbed it. He didn't write it down on paper.
Exactly.
He didn't capture it.
You're so right. I want your listeners to know something. This is so essential. The more books on a topic, the more of a need there is. So oftentimes people say, really, you want to write a book about X? Guess what? There are so many books on that. That means there is a need. Only surround yourself with positive people. There's a call for it. Yes. And so it's essential.
Central and I don't know about mine. I don't know that it would be a true fairy tale. You remember how they used to have the golden books? They had the gold spine on them
a little bit,
and then
of
they
course.
Had. But it's not really like that. And I don't not saying it's a soft cover, but it's not a real big book. I can see it. I can see it. It's unreal.
There you go. Well, you can see it, so it's going to become a reality. So there you go. Yes. And again, one other thing that people want to know about is, can you write more than one book at a time? Well, personally, I wouldn't. However, I know someone who is writing two or three books at a time. And one other thing I must mention, there are several people who use pen names or pseudonames, and they will find out in the book why people do. And I'll give you, if I may, one example. I know we're nearing an end here. Number one, there's a woman who wrote books for children for quite a while, and then she decided to write a juicy romance, and she felt
she had
that
to change her name. Exactly.
She had to change her name. Exactly. And so the key is, you may do that. It's important to know this. Everybody has a book inside of them. Look at the memoirs that should be written so people four generations, five generations from now know what you were doing to help people on your blog, radio show, through your magazine. It's essential that people know what made you tick, what motivated you, about your cat, the whole thing. So
I don't even know. I mean, it kind of fell in my lap. Somebody said, you should do this, Natalie. You have the voice. People like to hear you. And then when I didn't do it for like 3 months, I had people on Messenger saying, how come you're not doing your show? I'd love to hear you. You know, I was just the loss that I had was just too much for me. Now my co-host and I, we used to talk about different topics, spiritual topics, angels and archangels and the shadow people, and we covered everything. But she was just like this wealth of information. But she was a medium, and I learned so much from her. And you know, I think you're right. I think she's really smiling that I'm doing what I'm doing. And I only stopped for a little while, and then I was encouraged to start up again. And I really love doing this. I mean, you know, people say to me, how do you talk to these people? You don't even know them. I just talk to them like I know them.
That's great. That's a gift.
I have a gift. Look at you and I. Non-stop.
Well, there
talking.
You go, because established rapport. And you're very good at that, and that is truly a gift that you make people comfortable.
I want to. Now, do you have a website, Anne-Marie?
I sure do. Thank you. It's www. And my name, Anne, A-N-N, Marie, M-A-R-I-E, Sabbath, Sabath.com, AnneMarieSabbath.com. And when individuals go online, they will be taken right there to Amazon. They definitely, or Barnes & Noble, they want to go through my name, though, because when they order the book, they may email me, if they want, if there are directions there, the receipt. And I will be honored to give them a 30-minute complimentary visit about how to bring out the book in them. So they can go to Calendly right
I
on my site.
I see it. I'm right there.
I am
there. I am there right now. And if you go to Anne Marie Sabbath, Sabath.com, you'll see, you know, where her signings are, her press, her everything. You have done YouTube too?
Yes, we have done YouTube. We do a lot of things. Listen, social media is the name of the game.
Well, it is. You know, sometimes I avoid it. I mean, I do and I don't. I have a gal that I love Instagram. That is my little baby that I take care of.
That's great.
And you know why? It's because I follow all these animals, elephants and tigers and giraffe. My favorite is giraffe, but then right next behind is elephants. And, see, my desire is to go to Africa. And so, you see, that's where this not even imagination, where this story came from, incorporated with how I feel inside, in my soul, in my heart. And so I did a combo. And but, yeah, you have an awful lot here, an awful lot. I love it.
Well, thank you.
I really have appreciated this. And, you know, I don't have your book. I am going to get your book because it'll give me little reminders of what I need to be doing to prepare. And that sounds like the whole thing. You have to prepare for what you're going to do.
Prepare, stay motivated, and make sure you surround yourself with people you want to be like, just as people surround themselves with you. Name of the game.
Yeah, I have, of course, I would have my granddaughter. She, and even my goddaughter, she believes, I mean, she calls me, she's another one. And, you know, there are some people around me that I could entrust with, this is what I'm doing here now, and can't tell a soul. You can't tell anybody.
Absolutely.
Because you're right, if it gets out, then it changes in the universe. It just changes it.
That's
why I'm very careful about who I say things, what I say to people and names of people. I don't give that out because I don't want any, and I call it like darkness put over it. I don't want any doubts put over it because you're going to say to me, oh, that can't really happen. Oh, really? And then I have to stand up really straight and say, really? Okay, you watch.
You're ready to go.
You have to believe.
Absolutely.
And you can tell in my voice, that's how I believe. That's what I am.
Absolutely.
So go to Anne's site, AnneMarieSabbath.com. And I'm just so honored to have you and to learn so much. But it's funny because I saw that I could have you as one of my interviews, and I thought, oh, yes, I want her.
It's my honor. Thank you. I'm very, very, very thrilled.
Oh, I am too. I mean, we're a little over time, but that doesn't really matter. But anyways, go to her site, AnneMarieSabbath.com. Look at everything that she's got there. And I'm getting your book. I'm going to tell you that because I think it would be important. I like to hold books. I've told people this that I've interviewed. You know, everybody likes to, well, do this audio and read online. I don't want to read online. I want to hold the book. I have so many books because publishers have sent them to me. I have a ton of them. And but I like to look at the cover. The cover is very important to me. Is it important to you, Anne Marie? I mean, is that something
contemplate? It's the face of a child, yes. And when you write a book, that's a very important thing to do as you're getting started. You don't have to do it before you write. However, it's very important to find a good person. And this is what we write, what I share when we talk about publishing your book. You have to have, even as you're writing it, you have to hire someone to do your front, to be able to make sure it's representative of what the inside is. It's very important. Yes. Colors, energy, everything. And to have a good quote from someone. So the key is it all comes into play. The most important thing is to pay it forward, to do things for others. And then, as you said, when you're ready, all of these people will be ready to work with you.
That's true. That's what the universe will do for you. It will bring the right people at the right time. And I was talking to my Terminix guy today. This is the sweetest man. And we were talking, and he said, you know, I knew I was going to come and see you. And he said, I always look forward to come and see you. And I said, why? He said, well, you're inspirational, and you're very spiritual. And he said, I'm standing next to you, and I know you're very special. Now, I have a beautiful wife. I'm not flirting with you. And I said, no, I've known him for years. He said, but there's just something about you. And he said, and I haven't been able to put my finger on it. We talk about the church and all that kind of stuff. And And we stood out there for like maybe 10 minutes just jabbering, how's the family and all of that. And so it just keeps telling me that there's more. There's a lot more that I can do. Yes, for sure, we know that. Anne Marie, you're wonderful. And
it's
I encourage everybody,
honor.
Your book
oh,
is coming out tomorrow. Everybody has a book inside of them, How to Bring It Out. And it's on Amazon, I'm assuming. And is it going to
yes,
be in
is.
Barnes & Noble, or is it just Amazon?
Yes. Amazon, barnesandnoble.com, and it's an audio, it's Kindle, as well as paperback. And anytime someone has a question, they simply go to annemarieseves.com, order it on, email me the receipt, and they will have a 30-minute complimentary consultation so that I can help them bring out the book. And the tuition is very high. They have to pay it forward.
That's right. That's right. And that's what you do. And it makes you feel really good inside, doesn't it?
You bet.
Really, really does.
Well, I look forward
really.
To hearing
well,
about
you
your
know, now,
when
is the next book coming out?
You.
Now, this other one, How to Publish, and that one, was that one coming out?
That one, I'm not even thinking about starting until closer to the end of the year, and it will come out sometime by autumn, by September of 2020. And it may even be an expanded version of this regarding how to publish and how to market it as though your life depends
okay.
on it. However, the first step is get that book out. And the rest, hand in glove. In fact, if they go to my name, annemarieseves.com, beginning in September, we have three different workshops. We have At Your Own Pace. People can do on their own 5-15-minute topics that they can do very reasonably, $95. They will also have online video series, online series where people can actually tune in on a Tuesday night, and they will we will have five-hour sessions, and then there are also master classes that will begin, and they're in four different cities around the country, and those are a little bit more of an investment. They're $3,000, they're full day, and we take a maximum of 20 people, and so there's something for everyone, whether they have a $95 budget and they want to do this
right.
at their own pace, or
I think that's important because not everybody has
people.
All the money to spend like they would really like
exactly.
to. And you don't
exactly.
want them to stretch their go beyond their limit their
Never.
Limits because that's not good because that's all they're going
to
be thinking about
Never.
Is, oh, my God, I spent all this money. And you don't
exactly.
want that.
I like
you
to
want
help
them.
People. I want to help people according to their budget. However, they can do this for free, complimentary, when they invest in my book and they send me the receipt. They can go to Calendly and they can schedule a 30-minute complimentary consultation just like we've
done. Now, can they go
today.
On your site and do that? Is that what you're telling them to go?
Yes, yes. They go to annemarieseves.com. They'll see the book. They'll click it, and then the book will take them to Amazon, annemarieseves.com, however they should do that, to email the receipt.
Yes,
and then
I'm doing
schedule.
That right now. I'm going there so
yes.
I can tell everybody. You click on the book. It's right there, and
yes.
there it is. There it is. It's all there.
Yes.
Now, it didn't take me to Amazon. It just took me to how it's published and all of that.
Here. So what it is I'm going myself. So what happens is if they go to my name right here, I'm doing it also, annemarieseves.com, and then they see underneath it, underneath my book, it says Amazon Barnes & Noble Indie Bound, right under the
yes.
book. It says Amazon. So they click, let's say, Amazon or Barnes & Noble. That then takes
okay,
them to the book
I'm
or the order.
Okay, I'm clicking on Amazon. Okay, goes
yes.
there it is.
So you place the order, and then just take a picture and then email it to me at my name, annemarie@annemarieseves.com. They can then go to the same site, annemarieseves.com, and says schedule today. They schedule their 30-minute complimentary consultation, and it can be any time, and then I will begin with them. I'll find out what their book is. I will help them bring it out and during these 30 minutes, and then they will need to start doing their 30 days to think. And this is how it works. It's really pretty amazing.
Yeah.
I encourage them to schedule it after they've read the book or if they want some ideas before they've read it. I talk to several people each day, and I have to tell you, my heart is so full by helping
right.
people on their writing journey. It means everything.
That's how I feel when I do my magazine. I'm probably at my highest. I
there
put
you
the
go.
Stuff in, and I look at everything. I have two editors. I have to put the image in, and then I have to make sure it's all working, all the links are working, and I send them a link. But I will tell you something. It takes me two solid days to do it. Sometimes
there
I'm exhausted. I take time, and I'll take a break. But the more I do. It's just like
there
it makes
go.
Me feel so good inside that I'm promoting
Absolutely.
All of these people.
Absolutely.
And there's nothing, and it's For me, it's great. I love it. I really do love it. I've been doing it long enough. I should, right?
Absolutely, and you have it. And yes, so I invite you and I invite your listeners, anytime they have questions, I certainly would love to hear from them.
Yeah, and you have a place here. I see it says, is that where they email to the book whisperer at AnnMarieSabbath.com?
Yes, absolutely.
I mean, it says
and
to
I
email your
to every message. Yes, and they
yes,
can also
yeah.
email me. Yes, absolutely.
Okay, awesome. You're awesome. This is one of the best interviews I've had. I mean, it's just so enlightening. And everybody has to start someplace. I mean, you really, really do. Part of it is just believing. You got to believe people. You have to. So, thank you very much.
Have.
Maybe we'll talk again next year. You never know.
I'd love to have you on again. Honored. Thank you. Have a great day, and thank you. And goodbye to your listeners. Thank you, Natalie.
Okay, bye-bye, Anne-Marie. I love you. You're
bye
so
now.
Sweet.
Me
and
too.
To my
Big
listeners,
to
I'm going to end the show as I always do. Believe in things you cannot see because they really are there. Next week we'll have another great guest, of course. And, I mean, I'm booked through, I don't even know, way ahead. But this is good. This makes me feel really, really good, and I'm really happy with it. And everybody have a great evening. And go to AnnMarieSabbath.com and take a look. Get her book if you have a desire to write. I mean, my goodness, do it. Just do it. I'm going to get mine.
Your Father's
so, anyways,
Day. Get one for Father's Day and have your dad write his memoir. Everybody has a book inside.
That's right. Thank you again, honey. Love you.
My
talk
pleasure,
to you soon.
Natalie.
And if I
Take
get to New York,
hug.
You
bye
know
now.
I'm going to let you know.
I would be honored. I would love it. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye now,
bye-bye.
Natalie. Bye now.
Bye-bye. Okay, everybody. Have a great evening. I'm going to say it again. Believe in things you cannot see. They really are there. Good night and have a great evening, and I will see you next week. Bye.